Well, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here tonight as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. And it's awesome to be here together. I want to take a few minutes as we gather together, as we think about this moment and what God is doing in the world today. I want to take a few minutes and talk about something that all of us are facing today and this year. And that is the pressure to have the perfect Christmas. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, the perfect tree, the perfect family dinner, the perfect gift with everything perfect. And maybe you're here and you're like, well, you know, I don't need the perfect Christmas. It's possible you know somebody who does want a perfect Christmas and maybe they're sitting right next to you. But the pressure's on. And even in my own life, 2 weeks ago, it snowed for the first time. You guys remember first snowfall a couple weeks ago. And my wife and I are hanging out. And she's like, you know what would be perfect for our family Christmas photo? If we got our picture taken out in the snow. So next morning, Sunday morning, we get up at 8 a.m. We take our two kids out. And we've got our photographer. You know, she's the best. We got our clothes. We all match. We've got our kids, it's bitter cold outside, the kids are crying, and somehow we managed to get the perfect family Christmas photo. And here it is, let's put that up on the screen. That's me, that's my family. But that represents what a lot of us want in this season and at Christmas. We want this picture-perfect Christmas. We'll go back 1 year to last Christmas. And the story still amazes me. I'm still just, this is crazy what happened last year. Some of you guys remember, December 14th, our family, we're living in Colorado, and we're getting ready to fly out to Pennsylvania to interview at a little church in Willow Grove called Hope Community Church. Well, as we're getting packed up, getting ready to fly out the next day, we get a call from our adoption agency. And they always, when there's a match, they always say, you know, hi, like, are you ready for your life to change? And that's how they start the phone call. Say, are you ready for your life to change? There is a birth mom who wants to meet with you. You've been matched. And we're like, oh, that's crazy. We're getting ready to fly to Pennsylvania tomorrow to interview for a position as a pastor. And said, okay, well, as soon as you get back, you know, you'll meet with this birth mom. We're like, awesome, okay, great. So we fly out, we interview, it's great. We fly back on Monday, we meet the birth mom on Tuesday. 4 days later, Christmas Eve day, our son Hudson is born. Amazing. Now you can imagine what our Christmas was like last year. We were in a hospital room. There was no Christmas tree. There were no Christmas lights. It was the weirdest moment when I'm sitting there Christmas morning eating Fruit Loops out of a styrofoam bowl. And that's my Christmas breakfast. But did any of that matter? No. Why? Because of a baby. And we're here tonight, we're here today to celebrate the birth of a baby. As it says in Isaiah, to you a child has been born. To you a son is given. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of his, and the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. And so I don't know about you. I don't know if this is going to be a perfect Christmas for you, but I know that we have a perfect Christ. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Faith did an awesome job reading the genealogy. Didn't that rock? Oh my goodness. Number one, to say all those names. Those are not easy names to say. And I always say, like, if you're a young person and you get, you know, caught reading some of those names, just say them fast and say them confidently. No one's going to question you. She said, she went through the genealogy, and we've been in a series called Family Tree the last few weeks, And we've been talking about the genealogy of Christmas. Christmas has a genealogy. It's not like God just woke up one day and was like, hey, I want to become a baby. No, there's a genealogy, there's a lineage, and it all went back to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and that's what we talked about the last few weeks. Well, today we celebrate Jesus, right? This season is about celebrating Jesus, and we celebrate a perfect baby who was born in an imperfect world and changed it forever, right? So I want to read the story together, just a small piece, Matthew 1, 18 through 25. This is the story of Christmas. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. I love this story because it shows us, number one, this is the story of Christmas, but it shows us that Christmas doesn't have to be perfect. And the reason Christmas doesn't have to be perfect is because we have a perfect Savior. His name is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And that's what I want to talk about for the next few minutes. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to dive in really quickly and look at this story. God, thanks for tonight. Thank you for each person here. God, no one's here by accident. You have a message of hope and peace and joy for every one of us. And it all goes back to a baby, the baby Jesus that was born in a manger. And all those who came and saw this child, Lord, they were amazed. They stood in wonder. They worshiped this child. And that's exactly what we want to do tonight. So help us to see Jesus and all of his wonder and glory this season. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I have just a couple of quick thoughts. My first thought is your Christmas this year may not be perfect. In fact, it probably won't be perfect. And although this is a season of peace and joy and cheer, it is also the season of Christmas fails. Anyone already had a Christmas fail this year? All right, my wife raised her hand. Thanks for participating. Christmas fails. Maybe you look for that perfect, you know, snowman cookie recipe online, saw this, you're like, oh, that would be awesome. Look at that. That's incredible. So you go out, you buy the ingredients, you put it all together, and this is what turns out. I don't know if that's Christmas or Halloween. You know, all the snowmen are like, ah! It's the season of Christmas fails. Maybe you made some cookies, you threw them all away. We had that happen at our house. Christmas fails. I love this. This came through my Facebook feed, and I asked if we could show this. This was the Alyssa Cruz, the Gee family. Dog strikes again. I don't know if any of you had a tree fall over this year. It's the most wonderful time of year, right? It was one of the comments. It's the season of Christmas fails. Well, what I love about the Christmas story is if you look at the Christmas story, if you look at the Christmas story, was the very first Christmas a perfect Christmas? Was it? No. Was the very first Christmas a little imperfect? Yeah, it was. We look at the story. This is the story of, from Joseph's perspective in the book of Matthew. We see the first Christmas was far from perfect. Matthew 1:18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant. Imperfect, right? So Joseph, he's engaged to Mary. They're pledged to be married. And Mary finds out she's pregnant. Imperfect, right? And Joseph's thinking, how is this possible? You know, we didn't. She's like, it's the Holy Spirit. And he's like, I'm not buying that. We think about all the permissiveness in relationships in our culture today, and what we see with Joseph, and I love this. Scripture says Joseph was a righteous man. He wanted to do everything right. And when it came to dating and relationships, he wanted to do that right. His heart was to honor God and to save that intimacy for marriage. But we see that Mary's pregnant. Joseph isn't the father. I think he's going, you know what? This wasn't my perfect plan. Have you ever said that? Oh, wait, this wasn't my perfect plan. And some of you, I think tonight and this season, this is right where you're at. You're looking at Christmas, you're looking at what's going on in your life, and you're saying, you know what, this isn't my perfect plan. Maybe you're finally getting things together financially, and you're saying, you know what, this is gonna be a great Christmas for my kids, and then the car breaks down. It costs several hundred dollars, and you're like, no, this is not what I planned. Just a few weeks ago, my wife and I had an opportunity, and we have a huge heart for adoption. We had an opportunity to go and encourage some waiting families through Bethany Christian Services. It's an adoption agency in Philadelphia, and they had asked us to come and just to encourage families who are waiting for a child to come into their home. You know, Christmas is a season where that involves children and things like that, and some of these families have been waiting months, years for that child to come into their life. And a lot of those families, we've been there. It's just saying, you know what? This isn't what I had planned. Or maybe this year, Christmas season, you're grieving the loss of somebody. A mother, a father, a brother, or a sister. I don't know who it might be, but it's hard, right? You're saying, this isn't what I had planned. And the list could go on and on. You know, I didn't plan to be fighting cancer. I didn't plan to be single. I didn't plan to be dating, you know. I didn't plan to fail that class. Whatever it is that you could be facing today. You know what? Is there anyone here who would say, you know what? This year, my Christmas isn't perfect. And I just want to stand up here tonight as we're all gathered together, and I want to give you some encouragement. And I want to say, even your Christmas may not be perfect, but you know what? You have a perfect Christ. Amen? Let me say it again. I want you to feel it and believe it. You may not have a perfect Christmas, but you have a perfect Christ. Your season may not be perfect, but Jesus is perfect. You may be eating breakfast tomorrow, and it's Fruit Loops, and you're eating it out of a styrofoam bowl on Christmas morning. But guess what? Jesus was born in the manger, and he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, our Savior and our Redeemer. May not have a perfect Christmas, but come on, we got a perfect Christ. And we have a reason to celebrate this year. So the angel of the Lord comes to Joseph, right? He's struggling with his own imperfect Christmas. And the angel says, Joseph, let me tell you about this child. Let me tell you why this baby is perfect for you. Angel says, you know what? He's your Savior. He's your Savior. Joseph, son of David. There it is. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. The name Jesus means salvation. How cool is that? It literally means God saves. And the angel says, you're going to name him Jesus because he's going to save people from their sins. What is sin? What is that about? It's a fancy word for a really simple thought. And that is, I've failed, you failed, we all have failed. We failed each other, we failed ourselves, and worse, we failed God. And the Bible says all have sinned. And we say, I'll try harder. But can we ever be perfect? No way. Can we save ourselves? Not a chance. We all need a Savior. And the good news about Christmas is that Jesus is a perfect Savior for imperfect people. Isn't he? Come on. Amen. Jesus. Amen, thank you. Need some help in here. Come on. The good news of Christmas is that we have a perfect Savior for imperfect people. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that God so loved us, that God so loved imperfect people, that he decided to come as a baby and to live a perfect life, to die on a cross for our sins, and to rise from the dead so that we can be free. And the good news of Christmas is that the free gift of salvation is for every one of us. The good news is that God saves imperfect people, just like me, just like us. And the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How do we come to know this free gift of salvation? The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. We only need to believe and to receive, and to put our trust in the Savior. And you'll be forgiven, you'll be set free, God's going to come into your life, He's going to do awesome things. But it's not because you're perfect, and it's not because I'm perfect, it's because he is a perfect Savior. Isn't Christmas awesome? Yeah, I love Christmas. But it gets even cooler than that. Why is Jesus perfect? Number one, his name is Jesus. He's our Savior. He's going to save us from our sins. But number two, Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. I love this. The angel reaches all the way back into the story of God, to the book of Isaiah, quotes Isaiah 7:14. This was written 700 years before Jesus was born. And the angel says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is who Jesus is. All you got to do is invite him into your life. He is God with us. Was Jesus born in a perfect world? No. Jesus came to an imperfect world. And I think what that means is that God is with us in the imperfect. And God wants to enter your story, as imperfect as it is, and he's going to be God with you. As I was thinking about this idea and what it means for us, I couldn't help but think about this last summer and taking my family to the shore. Now, you all call it the shore. I'm from Colorado, so we call it the beach. So we're talking about going to the beach, and my daughter's hilarious. She goes, we're here 3 months, 4 months, and she goes, Dad, I'm a Philly girl. I go to the shore. She just sets me straight. So this last summer, we go to the shore. And for my daughter Lydia, it's her first time ever seeing the ocean. 3 years old, she's seeing the waves. She's seeing the turbulence, you know, the waves roll. The sand is between her toes. I mean, this is a far from perfect situation for her. But you know what? When I went with her, it gave her just enough confidence to put her feet in the water. That's the power of knowing someone is with you. And that's why Jesus came, so that you would know God is with you. How awesome is that? So I don't know what you're facing this year, whether this is a perfect Christmas, whether it's an imperfect Christmas, but this I know. Jesus is God with you. And I think God is saying to all of us, just like he said to Joseph, I love this line. He said, don't be afraid. Can you believe that today? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to face an imperfect situation. That's what the angel said to Joseph. God is saying, I am with you. And what does Joseph do? He takes Mary as his wife, adopts Jesus as his son. Wait, Jesus was adopted? Heck yeah. Can I say that? Okay, sorry. Yeah. Made the most of an imperfect situation. Why? Because God was with them. So this is what I want to leave you with tonight. You may not have a perfect Christmas, right? But you have a perfect Christ. And the invitation to every one of us is the same invitation that God gave to Joseph. And it's simply this. Believe and receive. Believe in Jesus. Receive him into your life. And invite him into this season with all of its imperfections. Receive the gift of hope and salvation and a God who is with you. So, I don't know about you guys. You may not have a perfect Christmas, but you have a perfect Christ. And because of Jesus, we can all have a perfectly imperfect Christmas. Let me pray. God, thanks for tonight. We want to thank you for Jesus, that he came for us. Reminded of just the Christmas story, a great light has shined in the darkness. And Jesus is that light. So I pray for everyone here, and I pray that we would all see the light of Jesus in that manger scene, that we would see the light of Jesus in this season. For those who are facing brokenness or confusion, we ask that you would comfort them. That they would find joy and peace in this manger, in this baby, in this manger, God. I just pray for anyone here who may not know you or this season is disconnected from God. Thank you that we all have the opportunity to return to you. You don't have to be perfect to invite God into your life. So for any of those people here that want to do that and just say tonight, say, God, thank you for coming and dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for rising from the dead so that I can be free. And today, I put my trust in you. I invite you into my life. Come into my life. Change it forever. In Jesus' name. God, thank you. We can be together. And we can celebrate Jesus. And that even in the imperfect moments, that we have a reason to celebrate. So I pray that you'd bless each person this season. And we ask that in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.